All right, let's pray. Father God, we just bless you. We thank you for your presence. We seek wisdom today, and we just bless you in advance for it. We thank you for all the things that you do in our lives, and we thank you for your protection that we dwell in your secret place. And we just give you the glory for all that you do. Thank you for the days that we live in. We're greatly encouraged because we know the outcome of this. We also understand that you have everything in control. And we just glorify you for leading and guiding our lives on a daily basis. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen. All right. There are some things that we have to understand as a church, and there's a lot of information out there in reference to what we're dealing with. A friend of mine that's a pastor, put some ice in this one. A friend of mine that's a pastor, you know, I call him a friend, but I don't know if he necessarily called me one. But at least we're, you know, I just say we're fellow laborers in the gospel. And the reason why I said that is because there are certain things that Yah lead me to say that causes preachers to be somewhat agitated with the things that I say, because I'm not saying what they say. And you have these preachers who will give people the easy answer, and that easy answer is, you know, just Jesus. And we know that that Yahushua, Jesus, is the very method by which Yah has allowed us to have access back to Him. Without our Savior, you know, this gospel would not be possible. Without His Father, Yah, our God and Father, even Christ Himself would be irrelevant. But because that is a simple answer, then they'll just tell him, you know, you just tell people, you know, just believe in Jesus. Well, Paul said, when are we going to get off the first principles of the oracles of Yah? We know that Christ is indeed our Redeemer. We know He's our Savior. We know that the blood covers our sin, so to speak. We know all these things in reference to Christ Himself. He is the answer back to the Father. He is the answer. With His stripes, we are healed. It can take place physically, but when you understand that, a lot of things have to take place mentally. Spirit, mind, has to take place in the heart in order for even some things to take place as far as the physical body is concerned. It starts with a mindset. Y'all think about it. You know, we all, for one reason or another, know that in order for us to stay healthy, we have to do some form of exercise. We all know that. Is that correct? Y'all know we all right about it? But at the same time, we still know that if there's something that doesn't click mentally, we never make those changes. It starts with the mind. We got to make that decision. Once we make that decision, we got to stick with it. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, when we were going to the gym, I would tell people all the time, I hate working out. I hate it. I always have. I hated football practice. I love football. I hated practice. You know, I love basketball. I hated doing the drills and all that. I just like to, you know, make the points and get the layups and get me some blocks and steals and all that. Yeah. But I hated the process to get to the point where I could do all those things. And make sure you mute your phones. And so, although all these things, as we look at it as far as life is concerned, we know that these things start with the mind. Again, physical body, we know we gotta, we know what we need to do. You know, I was laughing at myself on yesterday. I had a rough day yesterday, y'all. Man, it was rough. But I did it to myself. Went to Canton again, and brother-in-law and sister, you know, they wanted to go get some water. They couldn't remember where it was. I said, I'll just ride down there with you. We had a good time laughing and going on. Well, we get to Walmart, and I had already eaten breakfast. You know, we left about 6, 7-ish, somewhere up in there. Had already eaten breakfast. But you know how the mind works? You know, you always want to throw something in it. You know, brother-law can tell you that, Buck. Brother-law can eat, man. You know, my brother-law can throw down, boy. And so we always want to eat something, you know. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, you know, I want to eat something. I'm feeling good now, kind of getting the handle on my on things I can eat. And can't eat and stuff like that. And there's some stuff that I'm going to talk to you even more about that I recommend strongly y'all do this. And, you know, Mama Coach has tapped into some things. I have no doubt it worked. Reports that I've gotten from what she gave me, it worked. I understand my body. I'm very in tune with my body. And so that readout is everything is correct. And so I think you guys, if you want to know what's going on with your physical body, you need to get with her and let her take you through these tests and things like that and give you the readout and tell you what you need to do. And you need to pay her. You need to pay her for the service, you know. But you need it, you know, because the time frame we're living in. And it's worth it. I kid you not. It is worth it. Everything that I've been saying was going on with me all this time. When that read I did it was accurate. I put it to the test. I was like, I'm going first, and I'm going to look at it. You know, I'm discerning. Y'all deal with me, and I know my body. And if anything ain't right about it, I'll be like, no, Mama Coach, you got some hoping and wishing going on here, and I just can't send people to you hoping and wishing. But no, that thing is accurate. I can actually feel the magnetic pulse, I just what I call it, for lack of a better word, coming from my body into that system and reading out on the computer. I'm sitting there looking at it, reading the stuff, and going back, just back and forth. I could feel it. And so it told me what was going on with me and then gave me the items that I needed to take to remedy that. So I recommend strongly each one of you get a handle on it. It'd be a blessing to her because it costs to do it. And, you know, send her people and stuff, you know, stuff like that. I'm going to need my men to kind of help us out on this, too, because she'll have clients and stuff coming to her home. And you know, may need brother-in-law at time to be security. And bounce some folks up out of there if they come in there wrong. You know, and, you know, I'll be there with my 17 people just in case somebody coming around. You know, so I need y'all help on this. We need your help on this because this is for us. Okay? This is for us. We all benefit from it. But, yes.
The reason I even came into the knowledge of this is when Alan got sick back in September. Mm-hmm. And when we went to the herbalist, she had that. And so if he hadn't got sick, I never would even know about it.
Right. And then what was diagnosed, what he was diagnosed with by the herbalist, y'all told me the exact same thing, and I told him not even knowing what the herbalist told had said. So this stuff is accurate. And it's just that they're not recognized by Big Pharma because Big Pharma try to profit through our destruction instead of our health. Go ahead, Elder, you had something.
I think the difference is, one of the things I was saying to my mama is, you know, when it comes to how the current quote unquote healthcare system works, it's really a guessing game. It's not and what I think I said to you is it's a guessing game, but they're guessing in a direction that benefits them. So if I'm a kidney doctor, I'm going to guess.
Right.
But I'm going to guess in a way that's going to benefit me.
Right.
Or if I'm a heart doctor, I'm going to guess.
Right.
But I'm going to guess in the direction that's going to benefit me. I think the difference is it's not really a guessing game. It's showing you what's going on with your body. I had it did to me too, you know, for the second time. And what it come back with is you can tell, okay, mm-hmm. this is what's going on with me.
Right. Right. And you know, and to use another example, you know, my brother spent a lot of time in his yard, and his yard looked, looked nice. He make me sick because he always talking about my yard. Man, when you gonna get your yard back together? I'm like, leave him alone. You know? But his yard looked awesome. But me as a yard man, I'm gonna come on there and tell him something wrong with it, cause I do yards. And it don't matter how good his yard look, I'm going to see something that I'm going to point out from my expertise, opinion, because I'm trying to get their business. I don't care how well he have it manicured. I'm going to tell him I can do better. That's business. And you have to understand that dealing with our health is big business. It just doesn't benefit us. And you have to understand that. So we have to use methods by which methods that are out there that work, that coincide with what we understand is going on with us. If my head hurting, don't be telling me I need a toe operation, because you do toes. Deal with my head. And so that is the mindset. And so there are certain technologies that sit up to deal with what's really wrong with you, because it has no other interest but to check on your well-being and give you the knowledge to get there. Okay? So it, you know, if all I work on is toes, and you come in there with an earache, I'm going to go straight to your toes. Take off your shoes. But when I have no interest personally, because I don't have a certain thing that I need to make money in, then when you come in, I diagnose it the way that it is. If I'm not a lawn guy, I'll go over to my brother's house and say, man, it look good. You don't need to do anything else. Because I have no personal gain from him, you know, having the need or not the need to do anything. So I can tell him the truth. Okay. And so, you know, so y'all do this. And, you know, be a blessing both ways. Be a blessing to her, and then be a blessing to yourself by at least finding out what's going on. You know, all of us, you know, kind of leery about doctors and all this kind of stuff right now. So just go to people that you know you can trust, and sit down and let it tell you some things. And I guarantee it'll tell you, you'll be like, well, yeah, I do. Yep, I got that issue. And so mine show that I get angry quite a bit, and mine show that I get frustrated quite a bit. And there are valid reasons why. I get tired of folks trying to take our properties and all this kind of stuff. That stuff angers me. I'd be like, I wish I can just get them out in the field somewhere and we can just shoot and the best man take the building. You know? I get frustrated dealing with all these different... Y'all know how all over the years we're always dealing with somebody who's trying to take something that belongs to us. You know, and it's like we just over in the corner just doing our own part and minding our own business, and folks are always trying to jump our fence. Well, that kind of stuff is frustrating. And it makes you angry and stuff like that. So you can see it in that report. I have to admit, yeah, I can get angry in a minute, boy. You know, dealing with criminals and all that, you know, in certain stages, trying to break in and steal things out that we put in there. That kind of stuff make you angry. So I was always in kill mode.
Go ahead. I think it coincides with what you said earlier. You know, your different states of mind affect what's going on with your body, whatever that is.
Yeah. And so that's you know, it's vitally important. So we have to, first of all, start with the mind. If things are going to change, we got to change the mental state, the spirit, the heart of the man. And scripture says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's Romans 12:2-3. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that we may know what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of Yah. And so again, you know, all of us know we need to do some form of exercise, but it comes down to a mental state of decision. Start healing the mental state and everything else will start to line up. That means you got to look at the food and say, I know I shouldn't be eating this and I can't eat it. Well, back to, you know, me and that, you know, yesterday, I saw some Cheetos, and I was like, I'm feeling pretty good, and man, I hadn't had some Cheetos and bean dips in like 100 years, felt like, you know. I'm like, man, I can't remember the last time I had some, but, you know, I'm hungry right now, and they looking good sitting on that shelf. And after I ate it, I didn't eat that much either. I just took fruit scoops out and fruit chip, and I understood why I hadn't eaten it in 20 years or so. I understood it real well after about 15 minutes after I ate it. And I struggled the rest of the day, all the way up until the time I went to bed. Y'all was like, boy, you knew you weren't supposed to do it, and you did it anyhow, and you're going to pay for it. Well, It's important for us to start to adjust and do the thing. Now that boy was quiet the whole time, and as soon as I started talking, hey, look at him, now he's looking at me. You know, put you in jail. And so, you know, these things are decisions that we have to make. So I said all that to say this: We are hearing things from preachers for whatever reason or another, and they're making it easy, and they're saying what appears to be right because that's just the easy thing to say. You know, you just plead the blood, just believe in Jesus. Jesus got this. What kind of responsibility are we gonna take? He has made the way. He has done all the things necessary to get us back to our God. But at the same time, when are we going to deal with issues that really aid and help people to cope with what's going on? And you just can't say, you know, when it comes down to coronavirus, just holler Jesus. Coronavirus is going to slap you all upside your head. And it's going to be just like them demons did them vagabonds. And said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? So what y'all has led me to do is to give you some keys to let you know that this coronavirus is not him. You got preachers talking about, this is the Lord. The Lord making us, bringing us down to our knees and making us pray. Yah is the source of all things, but coronavirus is not something he stuck out there in order to bring us down to our knees. He is allowing some things to take place. But we have to understand how Yah moves. And most people don't know how Yah move, and so anything that look like Yah, they give Yah the credit for it. Anything that look like the devil, they get a devil the credit for. And it could be vice versa. What they giving the devil credit for could be Yah, and what they giving Yah the credit for could be the devil. So Yah said, show them how I operate. Now.
I was going to say in a lot of areas, I'm being blessed, and they saying it's Yah, it's there you the
go.
Devil.
There you go.
Well, I'm being
devil busy.
Yeah.
Devil busy, I had a flat out on the freeway. Man, that tire had wire sticking out in it for 6 months. You saw the wire sticking out of that tire for 6 months, and then it broke down. Now you want to blame the devil, and common sense said, man, your tires, you got Maypop tires. They may pop any minute, and that was the minute they popped, and don't blame it on the devil. Don't blame it on the devil. So, y'all said, show them how I operate. Now, I'm going to give you just some simple common sense, but wisdom from Yah on how to know this is not from Yah. If it was from Yah, how do they make a determination when it's going to subside? Thus, we want to quarantine things unto May. Because when the heat comes, then the disease will subside. Well, if Yah is behind it, I don't, summer, winter, spring, fall, it don't matter what happened, and you can't hide in the house if Yah doing it. See, we got to see. We got to learn how to see from Yah's perspective. When the plague came.
And they can't make no declaration about what it's going to be because they won't know that.
Unless they know that. Trying to get you to see. In other words, I can't tell you that Corona is going to be gone come May unless I know something about Corona. Think about it. Now. When the destroyer, this is in Exodus 12, I believe. When the destroyer came into Egypt and killed the firstborn, it didn't matter if you was outside the house, and it came in the house. Y'all hearing me? If Corona's from Yah, inside the house ain't going to help us none. You can be inside the house, you can be in a hole, you can be in a cave, you can be 20 feet underground. If y'all doing it, Corona will come wherever you are if y'all want to deal with us with some Corona. And you can start in Exodus chapter 7 here, and you can see one example after another of the plagues that y'all released. And Yah showed how he released it, and he released it through his prophet, not through government. If it was from Yah, preachers would be telling us what to do. Y'all gotta hear what I'm saying to you. Y'all don't speak through governments to inform us on how to deal with what's going on in this earth. If he doing it, he speaks through his prophets to tell us how to deal with what's going on in this earth. If he doing it. He turned the blood into water. When Moses and Aaron went over there and dealt with the water. Yeah, the water and the blood. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I was preaching Bible. Look at it here now. Exodus 7, we're just going to kind of go through these things. And so you got to be able to see when the enemy is moving. You remember what we taught last week? That this was sorcery? I mean, were witchcraft sorcery? Remember that Galatians 5, let's go there, and we're going to come back to Exodus 7 and look at some examples, and we're going to know without a doubt that the system is doing this, and this is not something that Yah is doing to punish mankind. It is something that the system is doing to set up their agenda, and Yah is allowing it because it's written in his word. Matthew 24, he said, you will have wars, rumors of wars, pestilences, which is diseases in diverse places. He didn't say he was going to be the one doing it. Like I pointed out, he said, I didn't say he was going to. That was him. You're right, son. He didn't.
What was going to happen.
Yeah.
He didn't say I was going to be doing these things.
I can sit there and tell you, if you walk out in the street, and if you stand in the street, a car eventually going to come through and hit you if you just going to stand there. Yeah. Now, if it come through and hit you, then I can't turn around and say, you know, y'all got to hear this. I can't then turn around and say, well, that's my doing. No, I told you what was going to happen if you stand out there in the street. Y'all laid some things out and said there are some things going to happen because of disobedience of mankind. If mankind don't follow my laws, I am going to allow these things to happen. Wars and rumors of wars, pestilences, earthquake in diverse places. And when you look at what's going on in society, there's a whole lot of crazy stuff going on that man is doing. And y'all said, I'm just telling y'all. Through my son, what was going to take place in Matthew 24 because of the disobedience, first of all, of the nation of Israel. We got a lot of this stuff off balance. Y'all is in total control. And now, when you look at Galatians 5, we dealt with this, and I just want to kind of just remind you of it again. Galatians 5, verse 19, it talks about the works of the flesh. Remember when we dealt with the work of the flesh? So when you look at the works of the flesh, it's a moral issue. Moral unrighteousness. Because of moral unrighteousness is manifested, verse 19. Which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft. Now, when you look at this word, witchcraft, we dealt with it. I'm just going to pull it a little bit further now. Remember, it's pharmakia. You look at the definition, it says medication, pharmacy. It lets us know that it's also classified as magic, sorcery, witchcraft. My brother-in-law from New Orleans, he would tell you that people believe in voodoo there, right? That is witchcraft. They make certain potions and things like that, am I right? That's pharmaceutical. Sorcery. The only difference is you got educated sorcerers and you know they have degrees, and then you got, you know, just regular old folks that do it. Now, as we go even further into this definition here, you look at it here to the left of the screen, it says from 5332. When you click on 5332, it says a drug, spell-giving potion, a druggist, pharmacist, poisoner. Coronavirus is a poisoner. Even when you look at the readout that I had as far as what Bubba Coach took me through that I don't know what to call it. I can't remember. The who?
Scan.
Yeah, that scan. When she took me through the scan, it showed that my body was full of toxins or chemicals from outside sources. In other words, things that's been getting in our food. One that wasn't eating healthy. It's just that society is so Yahshua. It's just that society is so messed up in its mindset that they're doing things to us all for profit. Be careful when you eat rice. I had a video sent to me. You know, people eat rice. Some of the rice is plastic. You take it and put some fire under some cheese. It just turns black because it's processed. Real cheese just melt. Put fire on it, just supposed to melt. Turn into liquid. That cheese just turning black, it's still sticking together. You're eating something you're not supposed to. So all these things are in play. Lettuce made out of plastic. All this kind of stuff that they do in order to make profit. And it's just A-okay. And then we're wondering why things are going on as far as our physical body is concerned. It is because we got a bunch of people that's in the food industry that do witchcraft. They ain't nothing but a bunch of sorcerers. And that's why it's vitally important, you know, when I had mentioned during training school that, hey, y'all, we got to start raising some stuff ourselves and kind of start looking out for ourselves, you know. And we ain't got to be in the line fighting over no greens and tomatoes and all that kind of stuff. You know, mama and them didn't fight over that kind of stuff because they had it in abundance. We just shared from garden to garden. And so when you look at these things, it shows what's going on in this world today. And so as we identify coronavirus is something that's man-made. That's why man can tell you when it's gone. Notice they tell you all these things, all these diseases that we've been dealing with, Ebola, E. coli, Edola, all them lies. And then, you know, as they deal with all these different type of disease, notice that they tell you when they're going to be of a lower possibility of catching it. Anything they can tell you that there's a remedy for is not Yah, it's them. You can't remedy Yah. You just gotta wait on His mercy. When Yah doing it, you didn't see them Egyptians running around there and saying, "We finna stop him from killing the rest of these firstborns, every firstborn." Now here's how Yah worked. He didn't just get the firstborn of the people. He did the animals. He did everything. When Yah wipe it out, He do it all. So the coronavirus wouldn't be just attacking mankind. You will see animals suffering. You will see everything suffering from that, because when y'all do something, you don't have to do it to get your attention. It is strategically distributed to have an effect on certain things, because, or not have an effect, get an impression, because it's all about getting things ready to set people's minds up for this one world order. And they already know now, we can tell them anything and they gonna do it. We can make them stay in the house. We can make them do whatever we want to now. Everything is in place now. All I gotta do is make one announcement. Okay. And what we gonna do. That's why the scripture points out that in the future, the saints are going to be persecuted and they're going to be killed. Because when this stuff really start, when the agenda of the system really come to full power, then everybody going to understand we've been duped and everything is in place now. They tested it all out and it works. And now we got a choice. Either we fight back or we submit. And the scripture says that Yah gives the beast, the system, the ability to make war with the saints and prevail. They just use this to figure out how to shut everything down, churches and all. You want to destroy churches? These babies are getting destroyed, man. Just put something out there and shut them all down.
Uh-oh. And don't think coronavirus is the only thing they got. Thank you. They see that it worked. They come up with something, whatever they want to.
Now they can just go back to all the lists. The Ebola, they can go back to every list of things that they put out there, because they know this finally got over and everything works now. So they can come back and say Ebola, whatever you call it. It's out there again. Y'all get in your house, stay in your house. What are we going to do? This stuff is signs of the mark of the beast. That's what it is. And so we'll get out of Galatians 5 and we'll just look at a few things in 7. We may move through 7 through 12, just kind of scan around just to show how Yah does things. Now verse 10. Exodus 7 verse 10 says, and Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh, and they did so as Yah had commanded. Not Trump, not the CDC. Yah sent his prophets in to deal with governments when he doing something. Let me just be bold now. When y'all ready to do something in the earth, he'll send Elder and I to make the declaration. He sent his prophets. If you don't see y'all's prophets standing amongst the government when this kind of stuff is happening, it's not y'all, it's the government. I'm just trying to teach you how to see. What the scripture said, and Moses and Aaron went unto Pharaoh, the beast. And they did so as Yah commanded. We're not going nowhere without Yah. Oh, I'm ready. Trust me, I'm ready. But I'm like, Yah, if you ain't sinning, I'm not going. I'm not trying to be Malcolm X. I'm not trying to be Martin Luther King. I'm not trying to be a martyr. In order to let my people go. No, hold them people, Lord. If I got to be a martyr, you know, Jesus already paid the price, and I ain't got to try to pay no price. Hold the people. When you go on with me, I want to come out of there. So if y'all ain't commanded, I'm going to stay in the house just like they tell me to stay in the house. I'm just telling you the truth. But let y'all command me. I stand on the square in the city downtown where everybody now. In front of the whole army and the Air Force, and every last one of them, I stand right there in front of them if y'all send me. But if he ain't sending me, I ain't going. He's trying to preach. I need a command from y'all. And when he command, and he gonna command, it's some stuff he gonna see get done. And they did so as Yah had commanded, and Aaron cast down, verse 10, his rod before Pharaoh, Exodus 7, verse 10, before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. And Pharaoh called the wise men and sorcerers, witchcraft. Satan always trying to imitate Yah. Now the magicians, pharmaceutical, we just looked at it. Hey, boy. Hey, Yasha, you can't help me preach today. Your turn coming. 3 years. You got to study first. Now, as you look at this here, you see the magician, verse 11, of Egypt. This is sorcery. They also did in like manner with their enchantments, potions. Ain't nothing new under the sun. Them jokers sitting up there throwing out potions. Haya and I had an interesting conversation this morning. She said, Daddy, she said, you know what? She said, I feel like this thing spread by them, you know, everybody getting flu shots and stuff like that. He said, it could put the coronavirus in flu shots. And that's how they start passing it around. The ones who were strong enough to get past it did, and those who had a weak immune system started to spread it from one to another. So maybe you got a point. Don't know how it happened, but that's a valid point. There's nothing but enchantment and witchcraft. When you watch this stuff, when you watch the governments talk about these different things, all you're listening to is hocus pocus. Yeah, we got a handle on it. And so since we got a handle on it, what we going to do? We just going to have y'all just staying in, stay away from folks. You know, we looking at around 10 at a time. And then, you know, more than 50 and all this. Just throwing out numbers. So wait a minute. You mean to tell me if it's just 10 of us, we going to be fine? But if it's 11, we in trouble. It's kind of like what I asked and what Elder mentioned earlier. Where I asked the kidney doctor, where did you come up with those numbers? What's the difference between 10 folks gathering and 100 folks gathering? If somebody got it. If nobody got it, 10,000 folks can gather. Ain't nothing gonna happen. So it's just hocus pocus. And everybody glued to the TV, looking at it, waiting on Mr. Man to tell them what they don't even know themselves. They just talking. So we're gonna set a timeline. You know, we just want to scare y'all to death until May. We'll scare you to death until May, and after that, we're going to let y'all out of your cages for a while, and then we'll come up with something again later on. Everybody else nodding their head saying, okay, you know, I'm going to keep stocking up toilet paper. Verse 12, for they cast down every man his rod, and it became a serpent. And Aaron's rod swallowed up their rod. That's the difference. When Yah's involved, man has no answer. When Yah's involved, the CDC, President Trump, all these other leaders in the world will be sitting there with their hands in their faces saying, we don't know what to do. Can we get some preachers that can pray? When y'all's involved, they're going to call on the men and women of y'all. But when they're in control, they're going to stand in front of the mic with confidence. Because they're trying to get elected again anyhow. See, I saw the Quran crowd. Vote for me. Y'all got to see this stuff. But when Yah's involved, there is nothing that man can do to remedy the issue without going to the one who started the issue. And until the CDC and the leaders of this country start crying out to Yah, I know it's not of Yah. Notice every time a natural disaster happens, what's the first thing they'll say? Pray. Because they know that was Yah. Whenever they know it's Yah, they're going to start saying, Yah, we pray. You know, we didn't turn on half today, so we need to pray. We didn't cause that earthquake. That was a natural disaster. Something else caused that. We don't have no control of that, so we got to pray. So as you see this here, this is how Yah does things. You can go from chapter 8, chapter 9, chapter 10, 11, and 12, and you can look at all those plagues, and you can see Yah moving. And Yah showing lights. Frogs. And every time he would send the plague, here's the key. It didn't matter if they were hiding in the houses. The frogs got in the houses. The lice got in the houses. The grasshoppers got in the houses. Ate up all the food. If y'all was doing it, they wouldn't be able to bring no food. The food wouldn't even make it to the market. Because when y'all want to whoop you, he going to whoop you right. When he was whooping Egypt, cows and everything was moving. Help us, Lord, because everything was getting ate up. Everything was being destroyed. Y'all sending fire and sending fire and hail. Fire is lightning. Y'all was doing it. It was hitting us on the outside as well as the inside. That's how you know when y'all is moving. Like y'all can't get in our house. Stay inside. And the coronavirus is gonna subside. No, coronavirus be coming in crevices of your houses, all kinds of places, and people be catching it right there inside their houses if it was of y'all. Well, these preachers need to go sit down somewhere because they are not connected.
Yes.
Joshua, they heard me already. You don't have to repeat it. Standing there looking at everybody. So y'all seen it. So let's go to Exodus chapter 12. And, you know, and if y'all ain't got too much to say, I'm going to be done. Look at Exodus 12. We just started verse 5 because this is where, when you look at Exodus 12, it started verse 1. When you look at Exodus 12, this shows where Passover came from. What Passover truly is, it commemorates when our nation came out of Egypt. But mankind, the heathens, has made it Easter. Where the main focus is pink and Easter egg bunnies that lay chocolate eggs and all this kind of stuff because it's paganism stuff. What does the enemy always try to do? Make magic to replace what Yah has done.
Okay.
So Easter is just a sorcery word. So, verse 1 says, "And Yah spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This is the month shall be unto you the beginning of months, and it is the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of the month they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto the house take according to the number of the souls. Every man to his eating shall make your count of the lamb." See, that's what our problem. We always want more than really what we need. My daughter Delana showed me a photo of somebody here in Dallas had a basket full of meat. Like about 50, 60 packages almost, man, off in that doggone basket. And I'm sitting there looking like, hope the refrigerator don't spoil. You know, don't go out, or the freezer don't go out, anything like that. That's a whole bunch of meat to be trying to figure out how to weigh more than what they need. Y'all supply needs. He supplied needs. We got to understand that. He supplied needs. But people are so selfish nowadays to the point to where they feel like he only supplies desires. And if I don't have what I desire, then Yah is not moving. I've learned how to take one day at a time. I got toilet paper today. When I get to tomorrow, then, you know, I'll be concerned about toilet paper tomorrow. If there's none, then I can improvise. I can cut up a towel, t-shirt, anything, you know. You know, back in the day, you know, we didn't have Pampers when I was a kid. We had old cloth diaper that, you know, they had to take and wash out in the commode or whatever else they could wash it out because it had poop in it. They just wash it out in the commode and then take and wash the rest of it out somewhere else and hang that bad boy up and dry it out and put that cloth pamper back on me again. Because that's all we needed. Now we got to have fancy Pampers. You know, they got to tie up and unclip and pull down and pull up and pee in it and hold it in a cup. And you never been wet, but you're wet. And, you know, boo-boo, boo-boo, just go out. And, you know, all this kind of stuff they got going on. And we just need certain things. We don't have to have all this other stuff. That's why when we went out and got manna as a nation, y'all said, get only what you need. And we some bunch of dummies went out there and got way more than what we needed. And it was maggots and stuff in the manor before the day was over with. Because y'all said, I told you to only eat what you could eat. Quit storing it up like I can't do nothing else for you. I meet your need daily. So your need is met today. If you need some toilet paper tomorrow, I'll rain toilet paper out of the sky if that's what you really need. If I don't, find you some grass, find you some leaves, find something. We just make things so hard. And so as you look at this here, he says in verse 5, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year, and you shall take it out of the sheep or from the goats. That's why Malachi 3 says 3 and 8, Tom and Rob, Yah, and tithe and offering, because they were given blemished things. They disobeyed this order here. So tithe and offering has never had anything to do with money. It was about the provision of the meats and things like that that was supposed to be sacrificed and given to the poor for food and things like that. Y'all want to help this stuff without blemish. Verse 6 says, ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening, and they shall take the blood and strike it on the side posts and the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs shall they eat it. Verse 8, and they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and bitter herbs shall they eat it. Verse 9, eat not of it raw nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire. The head and the legs and with the pertinence thereof. I believe that's all the entrails and all that, I believe. Let's look at verse pertinence. I think I said that word correctly. The nourished part, the center. The bowels. So I was correct. Okay. Now, verse 10. And they shall let nothing of it remain until morning. And that which remaineth of it, the morning ye shall burn with fire. Don't, you ain't got to eat no leftovers. Throw it away. That's what y'all was saying. And thus ye shall ye eat with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste, for it is Yah's Passover. That's what Easter's about, this right here. Easter, which is really Passover, is a celebration of us coming out of Egypt. That's what it truly is. Verse 12, for I will pass through the land this night. Who's going to pass through? Yah. And he shows you how he operates when he passed through. I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt will I execute judgment. I am Yah. Y'all don't have step. If he sent coronavirus, it'd be whooping up everything. Verse 13, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. 14. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial. Ye shall keep it as a feast of Yah throughout your generations. Ye shall keep the feast and the ordinances of Yah forever. So that's why they have Easter every year. It commemorates us coming out of Egypt. Not no Easter speeches, not no Easter egg bunny, no egg hunts, and all that. That's pagan stuff. Seven days. verse 19. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses. Did I skip one? Anything? I think I did. Yeah, I skipped verse 15. 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day unto the seventh, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. We're supposed to be doing this. Passover's coming up. I think next month, you said on the 20th?
12.
Passover, we're supposed to do this as a nation of people. 16, in the first day there shall be a holy convocation, and in the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation to you, convocation to you. No man of work. This deals with the Passover, the high day Sabbath, and then the regular Passover. It leads all up to that. That's what this is telling us. So it's two Sabbath during this time frame. One after Passover, and then the preparation, then another regular Passover. Okay, and so this is what this is, and you see how this takes place. And I want to skip down to verse 23 for the time, and then we'll close. It said, "For Yah will pass through to smite the Egyptians when he seeth the blood upon the lintel. And on the two sides of the post, Yah will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you." Coronavirus, I can't say it enough. If it's from Yah, it will come into your house to smite you. Stuff is man-made. I was saying this. So that's how we know the difference between Yah doing this and mankind having something to do with it. When Yah does it, you can't hide. When man does it, he's limited. You got to get in harm's way. So as long as we dwell in the secret place, Psalm 91, of the Most High, and use wisdom and abide under the shadow of the Almighty, we don't have no concern about any type of plague that's out there or pestilences that mankind has put in the earth in order to cause destruction upon people for whatever reason or another. We just be wise. We don't be foolish. We know that it's out there. We take certain precautions, and we just be wise, and our trust is in Yah, not happenstance that I didn't get it. Yah said we believe in drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt us. If we believe in come in contact with coronavirus, and Yah is protecting us, then there's nothing going to take place. You probably run across it, but you just dwell in the secret place. You know, so I just wanted to share that with y'all and give you an understanding of how to know the difference. And so next time you hear some preacher or somebody talking about, this is the act of God. God is judging America. See, yeah, if he was, your house wouldn't do you no good. That's for sure. When y'all judging, he going to get all them folks' water system. You know, they're going to turn the blood. He going to get all of it. You're going to have all kinds of stuff. You going to go out there, you ain't going to have no garden, no trees or nothing. Because everything going to be done come through and ate up all the stuff. And there's going to be no possibility to bring stuff to market, because y'all going to be killing everything you can bring to market. He killed the animals too. He killed all their crops. Yah killed everything in the land of Egypt. He didn't leave nothing. And so that's how we must understand these things, okay? And so, you know, I just wanted to share that with you and you know, give you opportunity to walk in understanding and know what's really going on. And at the same time, know that Yah is the source. He is in control. He is allowing some things to take place. But we got to know how he moving. And he didn't send coronavirus out there. You got a system that's doing this. Okay. All right. Any questions, comments? We good? Y'all understand it? Now you know what we're dealing with. Father, y'all, we just bless you for giving us the wisdom and how to deal with these things that are before us. We know how you move. We are led by you. We know your processes. We know how your mind is because you've given us that same mind. And we just thank you for dealing with us and allowing us to see the difference between how you work and then how mankind work. And we just bless you for that understanding. Just continue to lead and guide us in all truth. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen.